一至三节，我们一起来。以色列人啊，你们当听耶和华的话。耶和华与这地的居民争辩，因这地上无诚实，无良善，无人认识神。但其甲士不见前言，杀害、偷盗、奸淫、行强暴、杀人、流血，接连不断。因此这地悲哀，其上的民、田野的兽、空中的鱼都必衰微，海中的鱼也必消灭。今天的讲员不需要特别的介绍，是英文部的恰克牧师，翻译的是山地牧师的先生佩龙弟兄。
So if you, excuse me, if you're a newcomer in this church, you may wonder why we're having a monolingual English speaker and a Mandarin worship service.
如果你今天是第一次来，你也许会有这么一个问题：为什么是一个单独用中文举行的崇拜，有一个说英文的一个讲员
？So our acting senior pastor is on sabbatical.
我是因为代理的主任牧师现在正在有安息年。
And so the elders told me that if I was going to be acting senior pastor, I would have to preach here.
所以长老们告诉我，如果你要是代理的那位代理的主任牧师的话，你必须要在这讲道。
So we negotiated and agreed I would preach once at the beginning of Pastor King Fai's sabbatical and once near the end.
所以我们的决定是在King Fai 牧师的这个安息年的开头跟结束的那个时间有两次讲道的机会。
So I have a little message for Pastor King Fai in case he's listening online to the sermons while he's on sabbatical.
所以如果 Pastor King Fai 他在安息年的时候他还听这个网络上的这个信息的录音的话，那么我对他有一些信息。
Yeah. Pastor King Fai, your time is almost up.
Pastor King Fai, 你的时间也差不多了。
So several years ago, I received my first parking, my first speeding ticket.
许多年之前，我第一次拿到开车超速的一个罚款单。
So we come to church to confess sins, right?
所以我们到教会来要认罪。
I wasn't in a hurry. I was just daydreaming, and the police were right where the speed limit changes from 30 miles an hour to 25. They were sitting right there waiting for people.
我不是在那里做白日梦，我也不是在那里很急的要到哪里去，而是警察躲在那个路口就在等。
Now, to be honest, I was going 39, not 25.
很诚实的告诉你，那个时候我是开39迈，每一个小时开39迈的速度。
So the policeman pulled me over, but he was is in the same town I live, so he seemed quite nervous about giving a ticket.
因为那个警察跟我是在同一个村子里，所以他在开那个罚款单的时候，他有一点紧张。
He said he would only give me a warning, but the chief had told them they had to write more tickets.
我只是要给你一个警告单，但是我的那个主任的警察要我一定要写很多的罚款单。
But he told me that if I wrote in to appeal and went to court, that they probably wouldn't send a policeman there anyway to testify, and then I would get off.
他说如果我把这个罚款单带到法院的话，这个警察也许不会出席，那么这个罚款单就不成立了。
We have very understanding police in the town of Acton.
我们在 Acton 这个 town 对他们这个警察的工作非常了解。
So I wrote into appeal and I went to court.
所以我就写了一个申诉状到了法院。
As it happens, they did send a policeman.
我到了法院，结果警察也去了。
So we appeared before the magistrate, and the policeman told his version of the events.
所以我们在法官的面前，警察先把他所记录的，把他报告出来。
And the magistrate turned to me and said, "What's your version?"
然后法官问我，那么你是怎么样子来描述这个过程呢
？And I said, "Well, pretty much the same."
我所记得的也跟警察所写的差不多。
So she said, "You're contesting the ticket. Your version can't be the same."
你来这里是申诉，那么你所讲的应该是不跟警察一样的。
Well, I'm not really contesting. I'm just here to ask for mercy.
我来这里不是申告，我来这里是求你的怜恤。
So she opened her mouth to say something. And then apparently couldn't figure out what to say, so she closed her mouth again.
所以法官嘴巴打开来，想不出什么话好说，也把嘴巴关住。
And she opened her mouth a second time to say something, but still couldn't figure out what to say, and closed her mouth again.
她的嘴巴打开来了第二次，但是还是想不出什么话好说。
So finally, she turned to the policeman and said, "This is the only honest one we'll have all day. Let's let him off."
这个案子是大概是今天最诚实的一个案子，那我们让这个案子就化解了。
Now the point of that story is not to tell you how to get off from a speeding ticket.
重点我要告诉你的，而不是怎么样子能够免于那个罚款单。
It was only a $100 fine and maybe 3 points on my, you know, insurance record.
因为只有罚款只有100块钱，在保险的那个。上头大概会有两三点的一个惩罚。
But it was my first time in court, and I was quite nervous.
我第一次上法庭，非常的紧张。
Even over something small, I was quite nervous.
虽然是一件很小的事情，但是非常的紧张。
Yeah, I know it didn't make any sense to be nervous. I was still quite nervous.
是吧？很难去解释它，但是我的心里很紧张。
Now, as it happens, courtroom scenes are quite common in the Bible.
实际上这个法庭里头的一些景象在圣经里头非常的出现的非常的多。
Quite often we read passages in the Old Testament where God is taking his people to court.
在旧约里头我们常常看到神把他自己的子民带到他的法庭里。
And we see one of those in Hosea chapter 4.
我们在何西阿书第四章里头就看到这么一个景象。
Take a look at chapter 4, verse 1.
看第四章第一节。
The Lord has a charge to bring.
他说，耶和华这地的居民，他是耶和华对这个地方的子民有一个控诉。
This word charge in English, the Hebrew version, is a legal accusation.
那么这个控诉在希伯来文里头是一个法律的名词。
God is saying to the Israelites, I'm putting you on trial.
神对他自己的子民以色列人说，我要把你放在法庭上来审查。
God saying, I'm the judge, come into my courtroom, and I have an accusation to bring against you.
神说，我是法官，我要把你带到我的法庭里头来，我有一些罪状要向你控诉。
Now the passage for today is set to be Hosea chapters 4 to 6.
那么今天的信息是何西阿书四章第一节到第六节。
Don't look at me.
but I'm going to focus on chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
但是我重点放在第一节到第三节里头。
Because this is one of the most widely misunderstood concepts in the whole of Scripture.
因为这个可能是被最多的人所误解的一段经文。
This text takes us into one of the most important teachings for Protestant theology, but one of the most misunderstood teachings in Protestant theology.
这一段经文把我们带到一个根正教一段很重要的一个教导，也是一个被最多的人所误解的一个教导。
So first we'll look at Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. The interpretation of these verses is quite simple.
那么首先我们来看这三节，这个解释非常的单纯。
But the application is quite widely misunderstood.
但是在应用上头却被许多的人误用。
So Hosea chapter 4 verses 1 to 3.
何西阿书第四章第一节到第三节。
The author makes 3 points here.
那么作者有三个重要的三个重点。
First of all, notice who's on trial.
第一个我们要看到是谁在法庭上受审。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites.
以色列人呐，你们要听耶和华的话。
The Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land.
耶和华与这地的居民争辩，因这地上。
You see who's on trial.
你看得出来是谁在法庭上头被审判。
It's the Israelites.
是以色列人。
Not the Canaanites, not the Assyrians.
不是那些迦南人，不是亚述。
It's God's people.
是神他自己的子民。
It's God's people who live in the land.
是神 的子民住在那块地上的神的子民。
It's not the Canaanites who lived there before them.
不是那个过去住在那里的迦南人。
It's not the Assyrians who live outside the land and will attack them.
不是那些亚述人住在外头将来要攻打他们的。
So the first thing we notice from this passage is that God brings a lawsuit against his people.
所以第一点我们所看到的是神把他的控诉向着他自己的子民来诉说。
The second thing to note from Hosea is the accusation he brings against them, the charge he brings.
第二个重点是看到这个控诉的内容。
Why are they on trial?
为什么他们要带到神的法庭来被审判？
Chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节。
There's only cursing, lying and murder, stealing and adultery.
但其假誓不实践前言，杀害、盗窃、奸淫。
You see, they're not on trial for being grumpy to their family members. They're not on trial for speeding or breaking, you know, minor traffic laws.
他们被审判的不是一些很轻微的对家人的不好，或者是开车超速这些很轻微的一些事情。
All of these are big ticket items.
那么这些项目所列出来都是十分严重的事情。
All of these sins violate the Ten Commandments.
这些罪都是违反神的十诫。
They misuse the name of God. They lie, they murder, they steal, they commit adultery.
他们误用神的名，他们欺骗，他们杀害，他们也有奸淫的罪。
So God is bringing his people on trial for committing egregious sins.
所以神把他自己的子民带到庭上来审判，因为他们犯了非常严重的罪。
Notice the third point from the verse.
我们来看第三点。
When God finds them guilty, what happens?
当神已经审判他们的罪之后，什么事情发生了呢？
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章第三节。
Because of this, the land dries up, all those who live in it waste away, the beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea are swept away.
看起来好像那里有干患，那么田里头的野兽、空中的鸟、水中的鱼，通通都被消灭。
All of this expresses economic devastation.
这里我们看到是一个经济上的崩溃。
God will find his people guilty of their sins, and he will devastate their economy.
当神看到他子民的那些罪状的时候，神的那个惩罚是让他的经济崩溃。
And then in chapter 5, verse 14, which we won't look at, but you can refer to it later. Chapter 5, verse 14 says, God will bring an enemy in, a superpower in, and destroy their country.
然后我们看第五章第十四节，我们今天不去念。我们看到神让外头进来的他的这些敌人进到以色列人的地方，让他们整个国家国破人亡。
So the content of this passage is very simple.
所以这一段经文的内容非常的单纯，非常的简单。
First, God calls his people into court.
第一，神把他自己的子民带到他的殿前来审判。
Secondly, he holds them accountable for the egregious, serious sins they commit.
第二个，神针对他们那些极其严重的罪做审判。
And thirdly, when he finds them guilty, then he punishes the nation.
当神发现他的子民有这样大的罪，当这个罪定了之后，神对整个国家有极大的惩罚。
In Hosea's time, a foreign enemy is going to sweep in and destroy Israel.
在何西阿的那个时代，有外来的强敌要侵入以色列地。
And God says it's not because this enemy is more powerful.
神说不是因为这些外来的这些外力是那样的强大。
God says it's because I'm judging you for your sins.
神说因为我是在审判你，为了你的罪我来审判你。
Quite a simple message in Hosea chapter 4 verses 1 to 3.
何西亚书四章第一节到第三节是一段非常简单的经文。
Now the challenge comes in and how we apply this today.
然而今天我们怎么样子来应用这一段经文是一个很大的挑战。
Every so often some famous fundamentalist preacher will get up and condemn America for its sin.
常常我们在电视上看到许多电视上讲到的人站在那里，好像有很多的这些自然的灾害是对这个国家的一个惩罚。
One preacher said 9/11 was God's judgment on America for its sin.
那么有一个传道人就讲这个9/11事变是神对美国的罪做了一个刑罚。
Another says Katrina was God's punishment on the country of America for its sin.
另外一个说这 Katrina 这个台风是对美国的一个最大的一个惩罚。
You see, this is not Hosea's point.
但是这不是何西阿书里头经文所带来的信息。
Who is God bringing into court in Hosea?
在何西阿书里头，你看是谁站在法庭里头受审？
He's not bringing in a secular nation.
不是一个属世的一个国家。
He's bringing in his people.
而是他自己的子民。
So if this passage speaks to anybody, it doesn't speak to America as a whole, it speaks to the American church.
所以这段的信息不是就是只是给对任何的人所讲的，而是对神他自己的子民的一个审判。
In any event, it doesn't speak to America as a country, because as a country, we're not the people of God.
所以他不是说对美国整个国家而控诉，而是对这个国家里头的信徒。
Now that leads to a second misapplication of this text.
那么第二个在这个应用上头常常会有的一个错误。
While Israel was the people of God, some people would look at this text and say, it can't possibly apply to the church because Christ has died for our sins.
那么有人会看到这段经文，如果说是对神自己的子民的话，那么这个信息就不太可能了，因为耶稣基督为我们的罪已经死了。
You know, the common idea is that Christ died to take away my sins. And so if I sin, well, as long as I've prayed to receive Christ, he'll take care of my sins.
所以一般的了解是说，只要我相信耶稣，那么神就可以把我一切的罪都赦免了。
If I receive Christ as my Savior, then I'm going to heaven. But if I don't receive Christ as my Savior, then I have to pay for my sins.
所以只要我相信耶稣，我就可以进到天国。如果我不相信耶稣基督，我就要受到神的惩罚。
Now that's not actually an accurate application of Hosea.
但是照着这一段的经文的话，那个应用不很精确。
So what I want to do now is jump forward into the New Testament and say, what does the New Testament say about the judgment of God?
那么我在这里要跳到新约里头来看神对他自己的信徒的一个审判是什么样的。
Let the New Testament guide us in applying Hosea chapter 4.
让新约来引导我们来应用旧约的这个何西亚书。
So remember these three ideas from Hosea 4, and we'll see what the New Testament says about each of them.
所以我们记得何西阿书的这三个理念，那么我们看到新约里头是怎么讲的呢？
First, God calls his people into court.
第一，神也把他自己的子民带到他的审判台之前。
He holds them accountable for egregious, serious, severe sin.
他要为他们最严重的罪来定罪。
And then he brings judgment on the guilty.
然后他把他的刑罚加给这些犯罪的。
So follow me. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
所以跟着我来看，哥林多后书第五章第九到第十节。
Did you read it?
Okay. 所以，无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立的志向，要得主的喜悦。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
You see the reference to the judgment seat of Christ.
所以你看到这里所指的
，This is courtroom language.
这个是在法庭里头的一些话。
Now who appears before the judgment seat of Christ?
那么是谁站在神的审判台前呢？
Chapter 5, verse 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
第五章第十节是说我们众人都要在基督的台前。
Each of us will receive what is due for the things done in the body, whether good or bad.
要按着我们每一个人所行的，无论是善或者恶。
So the first thing we notice is a parallel with Hosea chapter 4.
所以我们看到这里跟旧约很类似。
God brings his people into judgment.
神把他自己的子民带到他的审判台前。
He takes his people to court.
他让他自己的子民带到他的法庭里。
And then in Galatians 5, we see a second parallel.
我们再看到第二点非常类似的。这是加拉太书第五章第十九节到第二十一节，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Notice two things about this passage.
所以你看到这段经文里头有两点。
Look at the list of egregious, serious, severe sins.
第一个，你看到那些最严重的、非常明显的那些罪。
Sexual immorality, idolatry, hatred.
性上头的不道德，还有这些嫉恨，还有拜偶像等等。
And then look at the warning at the very end.
然后你看最后的那个警告。
Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
是的，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
So you see, what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians and Galatians is quite parallel to what Hosea was saying in Hosea chapter 4.
所以保罗在哥林多后书跟加拉太书里头所说的跟这个何西阿书里头所说的非常类似。
All three same points.
都有那三点。
God calls his people into court.
神把他的子民带到他的法庭里。
He holds them responsible for egregious sin.
神要向他们那些最严重的罪来定罪。
And then he brings judgment on them for this.
然后神把他的刑罚加给他的子民。
In Hosea, the judgment is he destroys the nation.
在何西阿书里头，那个刑罚是这个国破人亡。
In the New Testament, the judgment is we don't enter the kingdom of God. We don't get into heaven.
然后在新约里头，我们看到这个惩罚是这个人不能进神的国，不能承受神的国。
But apart from that, the parallel is quite close.
那么除了这些之外，非常的类似。
All of us who claim to be Christians are responsible to God for how we live.
我们所有信主的人都要为我们的行为来负责。
He's going to put us on trial at the end of time and evaluate how we lived.
将来会有一个时刻，他要把他的子民带到他的审判台前来审判。
And if we've committed these egregious sins, then we're liable.
如果我们犯了这些最严重的罪，那么我们就要负责任了。
And that liability may mean that we don't enter heaven.
那么那个责任很可能是你不能够进到神的国。
Now, as we think about this, I want to make two more points.
那么我想到这里，我要再加两点。
First, how can this be so?
第一个，为什么是这样子的一个情况呢？
It's not normally how we think of things.
不是我们常常是这样子想的。
There's a number of theologians who would teach this, but mostly it's not what we have been taught.
有一些神学家是这样子的教导，也常常是我们所接受的一些教导。
Mostly it's not what we read in the books we buy at the Christian bookstore.
Yeah, 好像在我们的基督徒书店里头所买的书都不是这样讲的。
And mostly it's not what we hear on the internet sermons.
也特别是不是我们从网络上所找到的那些信息里所听到。
How can this be so?
为什么是这样子的呢？
And then the second thing we want to look at is, if it is so, what does it mean for how we live now?
那么如果我所讲的这些都是正确的话，那么今天我们应该怎样子活出来？
So how can this be so?
为什么是这样子的一个情况？
People will say, you know, we're justified through faith alone.
大家会说，单单靠着信心，我们就可以称义。
Christ died for my sins.
基督为我的罪而死。
He took the penalty due me so that I don't suffer that same penalty.
他代替我承受那个罪的代价，所以我不需要去承受那个代价。
So how can the New Testament say that I'm going to have to appear before God at the end of time and be accountable for the way I lived?
所以为什么我将来还是要站在神的审判台前，要为我所行的来交托，付上代价？
Now the confusion comes because we normally conceive of Christ as doing one thing for us, and he actually does two things for us.
我们犯错的地方是常常我们看到耶稣为我们所做的只有一点，实际上耶稣为我们所做的有两个重点。
Normally we think that Christ died for our sins so that we can go to heaven.
我们通常说耶稣为我们而死，所以我们可以进天国。
And that's true.
那是事实。
But that's not all he does for us.
但是不是整个的事实。
Consider Romans chapter 3 verses 23 to 24.
我们要看罗马书第三章第二十三节到第二十四节。因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Notice verse 24. All are justified freely, grace by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus.
我们特别看到第二十四节，借着耶稣基督的救赎，我们就白白的称义。
Justified is law court language.
这个称义不是法庭里头的一个语言。
It means declared innocent.
在法庭里头说称义的话，就是说你无罪。
It means when we go to God's law court, God looks at us, sees our sin, but sees the death of Christ for us and says, "You're innocent."
是说我们到了神的法庭里头，神看我们这些行为，神说我们无罪。
So Christ died for our sins so that we can go to heaven.
所以。基督为我们的罪而死，我们可以进到神的天国。
But that's one out of the two things that Christ does.
但是这是两点里头的第一点。
And we know that one very well, but we often forget the second one.
我们对第一点非常的熟悉，但是我们常常忽略了那第二点。
Romans 8 tells us about the second one.
罗马书第八章一节跟十二到十四节告诉我们那第二点。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，就要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，就是神的儿子。
Take a look at Romans 8 verse 1.
我们看罗马书第八章第一节。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
This is law court language.
这个是在法庭里的语言。
We're going to appear before the judgment seat of God, and He's going to declare us innocent, no condemnation.
我们会到神的法庭里头，但是神会宣告我们无罪。
But why?
为什么呢？
Not the same reason as Romans 3, a second reason.
不是罗马书第三章里的那个第一个理由，而是第二个理由。
Because Romans 8 says, Christ and His Spirit transform us.
因为在罗马书第八章里头，那第二个理由是基督和他那个神的灵来引导我们，改变我们。
When we appear before the judgment seat of Christ, we will be declared innocent for two reasons, not one.
我们到神的审判台前被神宣告无罪，是因为两个原因，不是一个原因。
First, because Christ died for us, took our sins, paid the price, so that we don't have to.
第一个是基督为我们的罪而死，为我们付上那个罪的代价，所以我们不需要被定罪。
But Christ didn't just die.
但是耶稣不单单为我们而死。
He rose.
他从死里复活。
And Romans 8 says, Romans 6 and Romans 8 says, He now lives in us.
罗马书第八章里头说到基督今天住在我们的心里。
And so He transforms us.
所以在里头整个的改变我们。
His Spirit empowers us.
那么神的那个灵使我们得能力。
And so we don't, when we appear before the judgment seat of God, we are not condemned because first of all, Christ died for us.
所以我们在神的台前神不为我们定罪，第一个原因是基督为我们的罪而死。
He took away our sin.
他把我们的罪洗纯洗净。
And secondly, because he transforms us and he takes away our sin.
第二点是他使我们的生命带来极大的改变，把我们的罪那个倾向完全拿去。
When we appear before the judgment seat of God at the end of time, we are not condemned, first of all, because Christ paid for our sin.
在末日我们来到神的审判台前的话，我们不被定罪，第一点是耶稣基督已经为我们的罪而死。
And secondly, because we don't commit such sins anymore.
第二点是我们不再继续的犯那些极大的罪。
See, many people know the Reformation slogan, we're saved through faith alone.
我们很多人记得这些根正教领袖有这么一个口号，我们是单单靠着信心而得救。
But that's not actually the Reformation slogan.
但是这不是根正教的那个口号。
The Reformation slogan is this, we're saved through faith alone, but saving faith is never alone.
那个真正的口号是这样子的，我们是单单靠着信心而得救，但是使我们得救的那个信心不是单独的。
Christ doesn't simply die for us. He rises and lives within us and transforms us.
基督不单单为我们而死，他复活之后活在我们里头，为我们的生命带来极大的改变。
He dies to pay for those past sins and he transforms us so that we don't continue in those sins.
他为我们过去的罪而死，他使我们的生命改变，使我们未来不再继续犯罪。
This is how it is.
那么这是这样子的一个解释。
We can be held accountable, but not found guilty before God, because Christ does two things for us.
我们在神的面前要向我们所有的行为来报告，来负责。
He dies for our sins.
但是是耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，也为我们而复活。
And he transforms us so that we live for him.
他使我们生命得到极大的改变，所以我们能够为他而活。
Now finally, what does this mean for us who sit here today?
那么最后，这段经文对我们今天的坐在这里的每一位是一个什么样的一个信息呢？
What are its practical consequences?
那么从一个事实上的一个很现实的一个结果，我来跟大家做一个说明。
For those here who have never come to faith in Christ,
如果你坐在这里，从来没有在神的面前接受他的救恩，接受基督做你的主。
Both Old Testament and New Testament tell you, you will appear one day before the judgment seat of God.
旧约跟新约在这里都告诉我们，将来有一天你要站在神的法庭里头，神的审判台前。
You need not be condemned for your sin.
你不需要被神来定罪。
Christ has died for those sins.
因为神，耶稣基督已经为那些罪而死。
He was condemned so that you need not be.
耶稣基督被神定了那个死刑，所以你不需要承受那个死刑。
Throw yourself on his mercy.
让你自己能够带到神那个施恩的宝座前。
Do it today.
今天就来面对神。
What does it say to the rest of us who claim to have come to faith in Christ?
那么这段信息对其他这些信徒是一个什么样的信息呢？
It tells us that if we're engaged in the sins of Hosea,
他说如果今日我们仍旧犯那些何西阿书里头所列的那些重要的罪，
Misusing the name of God to call down punishment on people, lying or murder or stealing or adultery.
妄用神的名，或者是欺骗，或者谋杀，或者犯奸淫。
It tells us that we will appear before the judgment seat of God.
这段信息告诉我们信徒，将来我们要站在神的法庭中，神的审判台前。
If we commit the sins of Galatians chapter 5 and claim to be Christians,
如果我们宣称自己是基督徒，我们仍旧犯加拉太书第五章的那些罪的那些罪类。
If we claim to have believed in Jesus, but we engage in sexual immorality or idolatry or fits of rage or drunkenness,
如果我们是声称是信徒，是基督徒，我们仍旧拜偶像，有争端，有记恨， 犯奸淫。
We too will appear before the judgment seat of God.
我们也要站在神的审判庭、审判台前。
But here's the difficulty.
这里是比较难了解的。
When God calls us to account for those sins, we can't then turn back and say, well, but Christ died to pay for that.
当神要责问我们那些后来所犯的罪的时候，我们不能够指着耶稣基督已经为我们过去的罪死了。
Because God will say to us, as Scripture does, but Christ did more. He lives inside of you to transform you out of that.
因为基督耶稣他不单单为我们的罪而死，他做了更大的一件事情，是他复活，活在我们的生活里头。
So where there is no transformation, then there is no justification.
所以如果我们生命没有那个极大的改变的话，我们没有办法在神的面前继续的称义。
Let me restate that more carefully, with, particularly with the tenses. Where there is no transformation, we cannot claim that there has been justification.
如果我们站在神的审判台前，我们没有那个生命的完全的改变，我们不能够去声称我们已经称义了。
God says, not only does He justify us, He also sanctifies us.
神说他不单单让我们称义，他也继续不断的让我们能够成圣。
So at the end of time, whether God looks at our faith to assess its sincerity, or whether He looks at our lives,to assess its sincerity, the verdict comes out to be the same.
所以在末日的时候，神要我们站在他的面前，他不单单看我们那个信心，也要看我们的那些行为。
The message of Hosea 4 is this.
何西亚书第四章的信息是这样子的。
When the people of God engaged in egregious sin and claimed to be His people, God said, you're not my people.
如果号称是信徒的继续不断地犯这些极为严重的罪的话，那么神会告诉你，你不是真正的信徒。
The message of Galatians 5 is this.
那么加拉太书第五章里的那个信息是这样子的。
When people claim to be the people of God, and yet they continue to live in egregious sin, God says, you're not my people.
如果有人声称他是一个信徒，但是继续不断地犯那些非常严重的罪的话，神说你不是我的信徒。
Now we know throughout life we're going to face temptation, serious temptation.
我们知道在我们的生活里头，我们会面临许许多多的试探，有一些非常严重的试探。
Maybe things are a little tough at home, but at the office you've got somebody that treats you very kindly.
那么有也许在家里头发生的事情，也许是在工作上头，有些人对你非常的不好。
And maybe over time you begin to get a little somewhat emotionally involved.
也许在那些情况里头，你自己的情绪提升得很高。
Or maybe times are tight financially, you still have a job, but the economy is hard, the company is struggling, and you begin to find other ways to get money from the company underneath the table.
也许因为经济非常的衰弱，那么自己除了赚钱之外，想办法用其他不正当的方式赚到更多的钱。
Life can put us under pressure for any number of reasons.
那么生命会给我们带来许许多多的压力。
But the message of Hosea 4 and Galatians 5 is this.
但是何西亚书第四章跟加拉太书第五章给我们的信息是这样的。
If we engage in these egregious sins, we cannot claim the blood of Christ to cover our sin.
我们继续不断地犯这些严重的罪的话，我们就不能够再来靠着耶稣基督的死来使我们免于这个罪的刑罚。
If you're engaged in such activities today as are described in Hosea 4 or Galatians 5, I urge you to talk to one of your pastors and one of your elders.
如果你今天仍旧继续不断地在这样子的罪中，何西阿书第四章、加拉太书第五章这些罪中的话，我勉励你去见你的长老、见的牧师。
We can find forgiveness. We can have restoration.
我们可以寻求那个赦免，我们可以寻求那个挽回。
But if we do not get it in this life and transformation along with it, we'll face the judgment of God at the end of life.
但是如果我们今生不去这样子的面对这些罪的话， 那么将来那个时间到了就太迟了。
It's totally unnecessary.
是完全不需要的。
But it could happen.
但是可能会发生的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, may the death of Christ avail for us.
天父，我们愿意耶稣基督的死让我们有份。
May the life of Christ be at work within us.
让耶稣基督的身也活在我们的生命里。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.